Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield Conference call. What a phenomenal call we have lined up for you guys tonight. A speaker and trainer that I know I'm certainly looking forward to hearing and learning from. But before we get into the guest speakers and things, I just want to personally want to take some time out and congratulate each and every one of you on the More Success Team for making last month absolutely phenomenal. I mean phenomenal month of production. You guys have blessed so many families and protected so many families across North America. Really, really outdid yourself. Matter of fact, I believe, and Pawpaw could probably speak better to this, but I'm pretty sure it's the greatest production month in 4 years. So congratulations. My hat's off to each and every one of you. Let's just that last month was awesome, but I know November is going to be even bigger and better, and we're going to bring more people. I just think, you know, how many families we blessed last month. What if each and every one of us just had a couple more people on our teams promoting this such needed product and service this month. So I just want to put that mission out to, you know, that challenge out to every one of you. Just why don't we all just lock arms and bring on a couple new people, each and every one of us, myself, my dad, Papa included, this month to make November really a month that's never before seen and reach heights that have never before seen in the More Success Team. And with that, let's go on and jump right into the call and go straight out to Duran, Oklahoma, to Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club Member, six-figure income earner. But the most important thing to me, guys, is he is my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Can you hear me fine?
Loud and clear.
All right. To begin tonight's call, I want to go straight to Austin, Texas, and to More Success Team Silver Executive Director is Manley Wilson, who wants to introduce and edify an associate on his team. Mr. Manley, are you on?
I am, Randy. Can you hear me good?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
All right, sir. Great. Yeah, it's my pleasure this evening to introduce Ms. Martha Doss. She's on our team, Executive Director, and, you know, you're always looking for these kind of folks to be on your team, one that doesn't give up, that runs through the finish line and said, there's no way, there is no way. This young lady called me about 3 days prior to the end of the month, and she still didn't have her number, but we talked about it, and she made that commitment to go for it. She said, I'm going to make this happen. I cannot go backwards. I'm going to stay at ED, and I'm so proud of her. I'm going to let her tell her story. Martha, you on the phone?
Yes, I'm on the line, and thank you so much for those kind of words, you know. I have to say that God is good. I'm still amazed that, you know, within 2 days I was able to get 17 counters just in time to qualify me as executive director. You know, if there's something that I would like to share tonight, that would be, you know, to reach out to your sponsor, reach out to your platinums if you're struggling, and don't be embarrassed to reach out to them when you're needing help, because it is some simple advice or encouragement that you may need to help turn your situation around. I am just so thankful, Manly, that I reached out to you because, you know, you gave me the advice that I needed as I was struggling. Reach out to my team, contact, you know, people that I had talked to, Legal Shield in the past, and, you know, the advice, you know, I just started calling everybody and I had ever shared Legal Shield with and asked them to please just allow me to meet with them. And over those 2 days, I stayed in a positive mindset that, you know, no matter what I'm going to get my counters in, and no matter what I was going to do, I was going to stay at the executive director level. I made a decision and stuck with it because I stayed determined. I was able to sell, you know, 2 small business plans and recruit 4 new associates and personally sell 11 memberships. And I'm just thankful for everyone in my team that contribute to helping me reach my goals. I'm thankful to be a part of the More Success Team, and I have to say this month I'm definitely not going to wait for the last minute and will treat my business the way I treated my business the last, you know, 2 days. And part of that is I'm having to separate myself from John Wayne and Clint Eastwood. you know, the first part of the month, I will recognize I've been a little bit distracted watching TV late at night. And, you know, I took a week off to potty train my little girl. And, you know, with busy, busy lives, I have to say that if I was able to get 17 counters in before the last day of the month, then anyone can do it too. And I'm just happy that I proved to myself that I could do it. So moving forward, when someone is in the same situation I found myself in, I will know how to coach my team, but also, you know, reassure them that it can be done. And I also would like to, you know, thank my husband, Wesley. You know, thank you for you know, having faith in me and reassuring me that God wouldn't let us down. And, you know, thank you so much for your hard work. I know that he's really getting more involved in the business, and I just couldn't be more proud. And, you know, I just want to thank you, the Moors, everything, all the support that you guys give to me and my family. And with that being said, I'll turn the call back over to you, and I love y'all very, very much.
Thank you, Martha. I mean, we definitely appreciate you and what you have done and just drawing a line in the sand and just not going to fail. You know, fail to fail. I've always said that needs to always be our motto, fail to fail. And, you know, anyone that's listening on this call, I can tell you what I said to Martha was said to me by Mr. Jeremy Moore. I remember this very clearly. One day, the last day of the month, Jeremy calls me and Barbara. We're laying in bed at 7 o'clock in the morning. He says, "Guys, where are you at?" And he said, "You're in bed, aren't you?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, get up, get out of there. And you're not going to finish that. We were 17 short ourselves that day, and we didn't know, but we took it by faith. We got after it, and just like Martha said, with the help of our upline encouraging us, we were able to pull off that same deal. And we were able to teach that. Thank you, Jeremy, for teaching us that so that we could duplicate that downward. So with that being said, we love each and every one, and we'll turn it back over to you, Randy.
Well, you're welcome, and congratulations, Martha and Manley. You guys are doing an awesome job, and you mean so much to the team. We appreciate you guys getting out there and getting with it. And I want to remind everyone that we will be having our monthly B2B call tonight, immediately following this call at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. So tonight's guest speaker is Mr. Don Wilson. He's a $100,000 ring earner, millionaire club member. He's running hard for his $250,000 ring, so you definitely don't want to miss that call. And, of course, this Saturday, November the 7th, Mr. Ken Moore and myself, Randy Moore, will be guest speakers at the Super Saturday in Fort Worth, Texas. So if you have anyone close to that region, get them there, and we'll make sure and help you build your team. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I'm going to go back to Ada, Oklahoma. Of course, he is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 Executive Director, a $500,000 ring earner who continues to lead our team now after over 30 years, and that's none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you there?
I'm right here loud and clear, Randy, and I'm excited to introduce this next speaker. You know, Randy, this next speaker I've known for quite some time now. I feel a very close bond with him. Seemed like we've just had a friendship from very day one. I respect him very much, very not only intelligent, but one that goes out there and gets after it, just doesn't let anything stop him, kind of like the last two speakers on the call. When there's something to be done, he sits down, he makes his plan, and then works his plan. He is a $500,000 ring earner, and you know it takes a while to do that because I was the first one to ever receive that. It's no small feat. Platinum jacket, five earner, Platinum World Membership, Millionaire Club member, Performance Club, Power 20, and I could go on and on. But the most of all I like about this gentleman, I like to call him my friend, Mr. Mike Media.
Hey, Ken, Mr. Moore, I appreciate it so much, and it's an honor to be asked to be on the Moore Success Call. And Martha, congratulations. It's so awesome. I mean, it really is. And I love hearing stories of people that make a decision and stay the course. You know, there's always a temptation to quit. And I remember someone telling me a long time ago, you know, quitting's easy. Anybody can quit. You know, and so I always said, you know, that's not going to be me. I'm just not going to be counted among those people. You know, we've had challenges throughout the years and stuff. Those of you know Steve and I, it's sort of funny because we just came back from Italy on the Platinum Tour, and we missed the Moors there. I'll tell you that right now. We missed you guys, but, you know, not everyone can do everything all the time, but we had just a great trip. And Steve and I were reflecting one night, sitting up late in a cafe, the Sidewalk Cafe, and just, you know, looking out. We were in Florence after the trip to Rome, and we were saying, man, you know, I never bargained for this. When we got involved, we wanted to make a little bit of extra money. I wanted to make enough money to get my daughters through university and such. $15,000-$20,000 a month. You guys, I'm in New York City, so if you hear sirens, that's my my realistic background here. Yeah. Okay. That's an ambulance going right by, and I was just meeting with some old friends of mine, having dinner with some old friends of mine. So it's a nice sort of almost balmy night here in New York. Pretty warm considering it's November, but once in a while we might get a fire truck or an ambulance going by, like we did. But other than that, I'm in a fairly quiet spot. But Steve and I were sitting there and just reflecting on that, you know, this company, Legal Shield, formerly Prepaid Legal, has delivered so much more than we ever bargained for. You know, what do we need to do? We need to do our end of the deal, you know. And that's what everybody on this call, that's why you're here, guys. I mean, you're here, you know, to build yourselves, to build what Jim Rohn called the financial wall around your family and your future. You know, something that, you know, one of the reasons I'm proud to be Mr. Ken Moore's friend is that here's a gentleman who truly is a legend in our business. And what has he done? He's built a fortune. He's built a financial fortune for himself and his family. But not only did he do that, then he signed his son Randy up, and Randy went and did the same thing. And then those guys together got Jeremy involved, and Jeremy's done the same thing. And, you know, I have no doubt about it that, you know, that Jeremy and Stephanie's child will be really the next in the next in line. I don't know which one of their kids or how it'll shake out, but I mean, somebody will get the plug and someone will go, I want to be like Papa, and they'll carry the torch. And it's just exciting to have that. You know, I was just so everybody on this call knows, we struck up a pretty good friendship with Jeff Bell, and Jeff Bell speaks so highly of Ken that it's like, you know, he almost starts whispering like he's in church when he talks about his conversations with Ken. And Ken, just so, I mean, I know you understand this, but your contribution, your ongoing contribution to the company, even through your amplified effect through people like myself, but I think even more so right now through our new CEO, you know, your advice and your counsel is well valued by all of us, and particularly, once again, by Jeff Bell. And I say all that, guys, because you guys, you know, especially those of you who are relatively new, you need to understand that, you know, it's not that you need to, but especially to understand that you're part of a massive legacy, that you're part of the true success that this company has had so far. And just like we heard Jeremy talk earlier, the success we're going to have. You know, together, guys, together, across lines, across teams, we can make this the best month ever. And I truly encourage you to make that commitment to yourself. If each and every one of us make it our best month ever, collectively it will be the best month the company's ever seen. And it's important for us to do that. You know, a lot of success came out of October, but now we're coming down the last 2 months of the year, and how we end the year will really set the tone for how we set up the next year. So just a little bit of coaching here. Number one, guys, is have your goals written down. You know, now it's the beginning of the month. We're sitting here on November 2nd. So what you want to do in the beginning of the month is take inventory, check out how you did last month, what worked, what didn't work, what successes did you achieve? Celebrate those successes. You know, where did you fall short? In what areas did you fall short? And the last thing I really recommend everybody figure out for yourself is what area of the business do I need to get better at now? What do I need to get better at now? You know, whether it's contacting and inviting, or it's building for events, or it's, you know, doing presentations, whatever it might be, pick one area of the craft of being involved and write that down and decide to get better at it. And if you don't know how to get better at it, get some coaching, you know. Just like Martha said earlier, go to your upline, go to your platinum, go to your upline executive. Get the help you need. This is not a lone ranger business. This is a team effort. And we work, you know, teamwork makes the dream work. You guys are part of a dynamic, dynamic team. And again, I know you all understand that, but that is so vital. It's so vital that you recognize it because it's a strength that you have. It's one of the greatest resources you have is that you're part of a success team. Obviously, the more success team, even named that way, which is no mistake whatsoever. You know, so number one, guys, get your goals written down. Get them down. Number two, take inventory about what it is you need to get better at. Now, when I'm writing my goals down at this time of the year, what I want to do is I want to go right to the end of the year. Where do you want to be by December 31st? What rank do you want to be at? How much money do you want to make in December? And then back it up. How much money do you want to make in November? How many sales do you want to have in December? How many sales do you and your team want to have in November? How many recruits do you want to have? You know, in December, how many recruits do you want to have in November? The one thing I can tell you, particularly if you're up and coming, which most of you are, as you're up and coming, you want to measure very carefully a couple of different things that I recommend, okay? Everyone's a little different, but how many sales did you and your team have this month? And then set a goal for last month. How many did you have in October? Set a goal in November. That's a little bit of a stretch, right? How many recruits did you have? Set a goal, for November. That's a stretch. And then you take your recruits from last month, and what's your percentage of, right now, what's your percentage on your team of people fast on qualifying? And how can you make that percentage better? Here's how you do it, guys. When you go on out to each individual on your team who signed up in the month of October, who is still in the fast start pending, you want to help that person fast start. You know, the company extended the October fast start bonuses. So the brand new associate, when they fast start bonus, they get a $100 bonus. The recruiter gets a $100 bonus. The Power 20 does, the executive and the platinum. So $500 is being paid out every time we fast start qualify somebody. Folks, why is the company doing that? Very simple. That's an activity that we reward that activity greatly, because when we get a brand new person in and we help them fast on qualify, the chances of their success, the likelihood of their success, the probability of their success goes way, way up. Obviously, if they miss out on the fast on qualification, it's usually because they don't engage fully. Sometimes that's, their own fault. Sometimes it really lies with the sponsor and the upline team. But for this month, guys, look at everybody. Go through everybody. Introduce yourself to everybody, or make sure you get introduced to everybody on your team who's a new associate, and make sure they understand how to get fast start qualified. Don't leave anything to chance. When your team gets so big that you can't make every single phone call to the brand new people, so be it. Make sure you're delegating that. Make sure your executive directors are taking care of that. But until that time comes, I recommend that you introduce yourself to every single person on the team. It doesn't have to be a long conversation, but you make sure you introduce yourself to every brand new associate. You can do it with three-way phone calls with their sponsor, or you can just pick up the phone and do it yourself. Because sometimes people don't do that because they think that people don't want to be hassled. But I'm going to tell you something that, for the most part, there'll be some exceptions, but for the most part, new folks really appreciate when we reach down and introduce ourselves to them, when we reach out to them and let them know that we're here to help them and we're concerned for their success. Again, one of the key elements here is we're in this together. So when you're measuring stuff and you're setting your goals up, measure how many people also how many folks on your team sold something this past month. And that's another number you want to grow. Now, the other thing I love, having once again sat down with Jeff Bell recently, we kicked off this Monday night program, via the internet and stuff. And in the first 3 weeks, had Jeff Bell going over the 10 core commitments. And what a great job he did, right? Here's a guy who's just a fast study. A quick study, if you will, came in. What did he do? He studied our business. He He went to the top folks. He went to the people like Ken. He went to the people like Brian Crothers, Darnell Self, Dave Cibula. He went to people like Larry Smith and Michael Dorsey and people like my brother Steve and Tim and John Hoffman. And he asked. He sought information. He sought out the coaching and the information and the understanding he needed to have to lead us to the next level, to lead us to where we're going next. And, guys, the guy's done an amazing, amazing job. But those these 10 core commitments that I'm talking about, you know, one of the things that I'm working with a small group of people right now is I've had them going out there and take all the 10 core commitments and take inventory of their own selves. How are they doing in those 10 core? You know, and give themselves a score between 1 and 5. 1 means they're not doing very well. 5 means they got it nailed down. You know, if you go to every weekly briefing and you never miss a weekly briefing and you attend a weekly briefing every week with a guest, no excuses, that's a 5. If you show up at your weekly meetings but you have a guest, you know, once in a while or most of the time, maybe that's a 4. If you show up at your weekly meeting but you never have a guest, that would only like be a 2, right? If you go to your weekly meeting, you have a guest sometimes, not all the time, might be a 3. I'm just giving you an example of how you would judge this for yourself. But to go through all 10 core commitments and give yourself a 1 to 5 score on each one of those, and then you look at that, then the thing to do, guys, is to look at the places where you're the weakest. Pick the 1 or 2 of the 10 core commitments you're the weakest and work at getting better at those things. And I'll tell you what, I mean, the 10 core commitments, the great thing about them is they're easy to do. They're easy to understand. It's anybody can do them. But the key there is if you do them and you do them consistently over time, and here's a key element, guys, with a great attitude, right? Consistently over time with a great attitude, you will achieve success here in Legal Shield. And I guarantee that, okay? I guarantee it. But you've got to do it. You've got to be in there. You've got to be in the mix. And, of course, the most important aspect of that is you've got to be out there talking to new people. You have to spread the word. You know, reach out. Reach out and talk to anybody and everybody that's willing to talk to you about what we're doing. As you do that, you know, and when you do that, you know, it's a numbers game. It's really out and out. It's very simple. You know, very simply, it's a numbers game. And that numbers game, you know, you go through the numbers. If you work the numbers, the way I say it is this: I'm going to use the law of the few. I'm going to go through the many to find the few, right? And check this out: I go through the many to find the few, but then the few find me the many, right? I might go through 1,000 people to find 1 Jeremy Moore or 1 Martha Dodds, right? 1 Manly Walker. But when I find that one, those people are going to turn around and they're going to bring me the many, not overnight, but over time. You know, I joke around about it. Many of you know who Rob McKenzie is. Rob is the networking president for Ontario, Canada, and Alberta, Canada, I believe. And he's on our team. He's in my organization, if you will, or I just say Canada, my organization. But you know, Rob is 13, 14, 15 levels deep from me. I had no way of meeting Rob. But how did I meet him? I met him through a series of long-distance packages. And I sent a package to Texas. That gentleman in Texas sent a long-distance package to New Hampshire. That gentleman sent one to Washington, then to Montana, back to Washington, bounced around Washington a little bit, and then someone sent a long-distance package to Toronto, Canada, and that gentleman in Toronto, Canada knew Rob McKenzie and signed Rob McKenzie up. And it was a good 4 years between the moment I signed up and the moment Rob got on board. So you think, you know, what if I had quit? I never would have met Rob, right? But now Rob, one person, has built has grown a team that you know, and I joke around about is that team has put both of my daughters through university. But the irony is it's not really a joke, is that the McKenzie organization out of Canada, one organization, one team, has generated tens and tens and even hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Amelia family, you know, and we benefited from that. But the key element, and the reason I tell that story is came out of use in the system. It came out of contacting and inviting long distance exposures, following up. Okay, so guys, I know I'm bouncing around a little bit here, but I want to keep my central theme here, which you want to make sure that your business is system dependent, not personality dependent. That you're training your new folks, you're getting them out to the trainings, you're getting them fast thought qualified, and then you're turning around and helping them get their brand new person fast thought qualified. And continue that process. You know, Mr. Wilbur Smith, a dear friend of all of us, he always said this. He said, there's three things you need to do. Recruit, 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 and don't get them out of order, right? But the other real element of the recruiting process and to be a good sponsor is to work with your brand new person to get them fast start qualified. You know, why are we putting so much money on the table, once again, to help get someone fast start qualified? Because in the long run, we know that's the greatest return for our own selves, for our own, you know, for our own team building, but also for the company and the company build, you know, team building. Again, guys, we're in this together. You know, we are in this together, and we've got a fantastic business in front of us. We've got a great service, a great product. The identity theft protection is more needed now than ever before, and we've got it. We've got the best identity protection in the marketplace. We've got the best legal service plan in the marketplace. We've got an amazing, amazing compensation plan. And now we've got the bonuses for the fast start qualifying. So, you know, let us together do this. Let's break all records for fast start qualification this month. Let's break our recruiting records this month. Let's break our production records this month. You do it, I do it. Collectively, the entire organization will benefit from it. You know, and the more success we have, the more success we'll have. So with that, Mr. Ken Moore, I appreciate your inviting me on the call. I'm always honored. It's you have no idea what an honor it is to serve the Moore team. I have so many friends on this team all across the United States, from Florida. I'm from Florida to California to Utah to Idaho to Oklahoma to Texas. I appreciate each and every one of you. Look forward to meeting you on the team, on the road. I'll be in Denver this weekend. Anyone sends anybody out to get in front of me, make sure they introduce themselves and let them, you know, and tell your guests or your associates, you know, that they should drop your name, that you're part of the Moore Success Team. So appreciate it, guys. I'll shoot it back over to you, sir.
Mike, I'll tell you what, you are certainly an inspiration. You're a true friend. You're a true trooper. Mike, what about the Harlan Stonecipher Challenge? Did you say anything about that? I didn't. What do you think about the Harlan Stonecipher Challenge?
You know, I didn't say anything about the Harlan Stonecipher Challenge, but, you know, let's face it, guys. It's you know, it's the fundamentals. It's where the rubber meets the road, is going on out there and talking to new people. And that's what we got to do, each and every one of us. And so, you know, If you didn't sign up for the Harlan Stonecipher Challenge, it might be actually too late to sign up for it officially, but make sure that you're on it unofficially. And all it really simply is, guys, it's simple. Two exposures a day, right? Two exposures a day. And, I believe it's going to be on the 10th. I'm not 100% sure, but on the anniversary of Mr. Stonecipher's passing, it's going to be some very, very special recognition.
It will be, Mike, on the 10th, and I did go ahead and take that challenge because I felt like, well, I've loafed about long enough, but, you know, so I did take that challenge. Unfortunately, I like one more recruit having that challenge finished, but I got till the 10th, so I don't think that'll be much. I was able to go ahead and, of course, the memberships wasn't hard for me to write. I can always write a few memberships, but I was able to recruit four new associates in, and I thought, man, as rushed as I am, having to use WD-40 just to get the joints limbered up, if I can do it, there's no reason the rest of my team can't do it. So I think it was a good challenge. I think it's something to keep people active. With activity comes production. So let's go out there and let's just sell the needy and recruit the greedy.
All right. Okay. Well, I appreciate
Mike,
you guys
I don't
so
know if
much.
Andy or Jeremy has something to say, but God bless you, brother. If we can help you, be on the call for you, three with anything, you got it.
You got it. Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate each and every one of you. Adios.
Randy, anybody else?
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you, Steve. Of course, Kim, appreciate the whole Melia family. You're just awesome.
Thanks, Randy. I appreciate you guys, too.
All right. Now, again, I want to remind everyone that there's going to be a special business-to-business call in 30 minutes on this same phone number, so please call back in. Tonight's special guest speaker will be Mr. Don Wilson from Texas. He is really a dynamic individual, so you don't want to miss that. With that, Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn the call back and also remind everyone this Saturday in Fort Worth, Texas, Ken and Randy Moore will be special guest speakers. Hopefully we'll see some of you there. Mr. Moore?
Yes, Randy, and I'd like to remind everybody that the 14th of this month, Mr. Jeff Bell requested anybody that can catch a plane, train, walk or ride a horse to be in Ada, Oklahoma, because he's going to be at the Super Saturday. We're going to have a fantastic good time. And like I said, Mr. Jeff Bell will be the guest speaker, though. So that's the Super Saturday, the 14th. And God bless you. Keep God first, family second. And we'll listen for you on the next call.
Good night, everyone.